Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the miracle of Easter, part one. Who is Jesus?
At Easter, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead. People find it hard to believe that anyone can come back from the dead. But a little girl from Galilee believed because she experienced Jesus' resurrection power in her own life.
It looks like everyone in Galilee came to see Jesus. How will I ever find my master Jairus? Oh, there he is. Oh, that must be Jesus. I wonder why he is talking to that woman.
Make way. I am a servant of Jairus. Move aside. Move aside. Look out. I have important news for Jairus.
Woman, your faith has healed you. Go in peace.
My master, I've just come from the bedside of your daughter.
Yes. What is her condition?
Master, we don't need to bother the teacher anymore.
Why? Why don't we need Jesus anymore?
Sir, your daughter is dead. I will take you home now. The mourners are already gathering.
Oh, Jesus! I was too late. If only you would have come sooner.
Please, Master, let's go now.
Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe.
Jesus, I do believe, but make preparations for the teacher. We're coming home.
Why all the noise? This crying needs to stop. The girl is not dead. Just asleep.
Jairus, our child is dead, not asleep. What does this mean?
Teacher, what should we do?
Here, let's go to the child. Alone. Tell everyone to leave the house.
Please. Please, we need all of you to go outside. Please, give us some time alone with our daughter.
Thank you all for coming. Please, go outside. It's just for a little while.
This way, Jesus.
Peter, come with me. John, James, I need you as well.
Here she is. We did all we could for her.
Stop. Look, the master has taken her hand. Oh, I believe he can do a miracle. Maybe he will bring her back to us.
Jairus, no one can raise the dead.
Talitha.
Talitha Kuhn? What is he saying? Little girl, get up. But she can't. Jairus, what kind of teacher is this?
Who are you?
Jairus. Jairus, I must be seeing things.
Oh, our little girl lives. She lives.
Mother? Father? Why am I in bed when the sun is shining?
Did you hear that? Yes, darling, the sun is shining. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you.
Mother, why are all those people here? And they're crying. Daddy, did someone die?
We thought someone died, but... Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Thank you. What should we do now?
Someone should get this little girl something to eat.
Yes, I'm hungry.
Jesus, we need to tell the crowd about this miracle. That'll teach them to laugh at you. We'll tell them all about your power.
No. No bragging about this. Not now. I don't want any of you to speak about these things, right?
Later that night, Jesus and his disciples talked about the miraculous things they had seen him do.
James looked like quite a fisherman carrying that basket full of fish.
To think, 5 loaves and 2 fish would feed such a large crowd.
Yes. Who would have believed any of the miracles we've seen?
Hundreds healed, thousands fed.
Even the dead raised to life.
And the crowds still don't know who Jesus is.
Peter, who do the crowds think I am?
Some think you are the prophet Elijah. Others say you are John the Baptist brought back to life.
But what do you say, Peter? Who do you say I am?
You are the Christ, the Son of God.
Listen to me. You must not tell this to anyone, right?
Yes, Jesus.
I'll keep quiet, but why? Why not tell everyone?
I have some news for you. We are going to go up to Jerusalem soon, and when we get there, the Son of Man will suffer many things at the hands of the religious leaders. They will kill me, but on the third day, I will be raised to life.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Media.